Simon & Schuster Audio presents Wherever You Go, A Guide to Mindful, Sustainable, and Life-Changing Travel by Daniel Houghton. Read by Kyle Tate, James Langton, Corey Brill, Fred Sanders, and Janina Edwards.
5:45 a.m., March 4th, 2019. It's cold as can be outside in Nashville, Tennessee. I've just walked into the hospital to spend the day with my mom and dad at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. My father, Dan Houghton, is 72 years old. He was born in 1946 in Boston, the third of seven children. Today we are at Vanderbilt as a family for a surgery that's scheduled for him. 8 months ago, he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. It was a total surprise when it happened, and he rushed to the emergency room after not feeling right for several days. I was in Mexico for work, and my mom was in Kentucky visiting her mother. He was all alone, and the last thing we heard from him that day was when he called my cell phone to tell me they were going to operate. He would call when he could. Fast forward 8 months, and here we are, sitting in the waiting room watching a 6-digit number scroll across a screen with 100 other numbers, telling us the status of his 6-hour surgery. Mom and I are posted up at a desk near the back wall with our phones plugged in, just waiting. I spent the morning making grammatical edits to this book, and Mom was pretty busy keeping family members updated with text messages and phone calls. The surgery is to reverse a procedure they did during the first emergency surgery he had 8 months before. A little over a month ago, they declared him cancer-free, a real miracle given the severity of his original diagnosis. A few days earlier, I was here with him for pre-operation procedures, and that was enough for me to remember just how much I hate the hospital. People crying in the elevators, doctors trying to explain things to patients as methodically as possible. Mom gets a text on her phone telling us to see the front desk in the waiting room area, and we walk over. His surgery started about 7 a.m., and it was approaching 12:30, so we were expecting an update any minute. The doctor sits Mom and my Aunt Sally and me down in the corner of the waiting room, with a sign overhead that reads, Doctor-Patient Consultation Area. She introduces herself and begins to walk us through the surgery she has just completed minutes before. At first, it sounds like things are going great. I start to notice a shift in her voice, and then she says, "Unfortunately, we have some unexpected results. They have found more cancer. More chemo would follow, but we knew he had the best team of oncology specialists at Vanderbilt. There is always hope." Mom asked some tough questions, and the answers hit me like a ton of bricks. I have been through many emotional roller coasters with Dad's health in the last year.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?